Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Rebecca and her family got to begin an acquaintance with Abraham and Isaac's character. They had time to think through what his servant was there for. He wants to take their daughter away. Can he be trusted with their daughter? Can Isaac be trusted with what is going on? As the servant goes through this over and over, he points out God's hand of providence, how God was providing, how God was directing his steps. He did that in part to persuade Rebecca and her family this whole scenario was God's plan. It was not only Abraham's idea. We don't know if it was Isaac's idea at all. He had been quiet up to this point. We have no idea where his thoughts are and his desires. It was not Abraham's idea entirely. It was not the servant's idea. It is God who is doing this. The servant wanted Rebecca to know clearly who had orchestrated it all. And think about what had to happen. This servant, think about all the individual discrete little details that all had to fall in place so that when he left and arrived 500 miles later and Rebecca left her home, they would meet at the specific place at the right time. If a camel had thrown a shoe anywhere along the travels and they had to stop and make a new camel shoe, there we go. They would have missed it. Just something simple that would have delayed their arrival by 10 minutes, and it would have been another girl that came out rather than Rebecca. Yet God is overseeing this, making sure there was nothing that took place to make a mess of the timing. God had worked it out down to the smallest detail. By focusing on God's providence, Rebecca and her family could begin to understand in a better way who Abraham and his family are depending on. Abraham was not depending on his wealth. He was not depending on all of the loot that the servant took with him to distribute to the family to make his case. Abraham said nothing about that. When he gave the servant the commission, he said, "God is going to do this. The Lord will provide a wife for my son." When Rebekah's family hears that, they begin to catch on that it was not just Abraham's idea, it is not a financial transaction, it is not a marriage of convenience. This is something God is putting together. It is important to know, since Rebecca would be going back with the servant to marry Isaac, what kind of a family is she going to marry into? What kind of worship would she be expected to participate in? Certainly not the idol worshiping likely taking place in Mesopotamia. The servant did give one important detail as well. In verse 41, he told them he could have left this out, but the servant is 100% ethical. He lays out the whole story. In verse 41, he told them Abraham had said, "If they will not give her to you, then you will be released from my oath." There was that escape clause. What if they won't let her go? What if she doesn't want to come? And Abraham had told him, "If that is the case, then you are in the clear." It was important for the servant to give that detail. If Rebecca and her family declined the offer, it would not bring shame or embarrassment to them or the servant. And that idea of shame and embarrassment could have been a big deal. They might have gone along with it even when they did not want to, just to avoid embarrassment. They had already accepted the gifts. Now what? So it was important that he include that detail. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.